So last week, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is an undersword mitzvah. It's choluk b'mahusay from all shar tarim mitzvahs. We gave Remarach numerous examples of gidrei mitzvahs. And we saw the schar. It's connected kulam. Its worth is immeasurably considered not measurable klapi other mitzvahs. So we saw that that was the soif dover, that we're not talking about a quantitative difference. We're talking about a qualitative difference. That means it's a different league. We talk about animals, which is the strongest animal, which is the biggest animal. When you talk about the difference between an Adam and an animal, it's not, so Adam is more than animal, stronger. It's a qualitative difference, it's something different. The Torah, mitzvah is Talmud Torah, but Torah is a mitzvah. I don't know if Torah is a mile, but Torah is a mitzvah. It's something totally different, and that self-sorch pirush. It's a mitzvah, b'torch sharem shai tarag mitzvahs. When we obey, you see that it's a totally, totally, qualitatively something totally different. So what's the pshat? So in Tchilas HaDvarim, we start in the Rambam itself. The Rambam paskins the din of Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and afkamina legabi kedimah mitzvahs, he says behemshit. And the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, peregimel, shalav gimel, he says, because shatalmid may be lidei maizah. Dahayinu, he said that the direction the Rambam is telling us, that the reason why the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Limud Torah, is in a class b'fnei atzma, the lashon is a mevi l'day, because it's a mafteach. It's the shar, it's the gate that you have to pass by, and it's something that will bring memela to everything else. All other mitzvahs, all of the midas, all of the milas, everything you talk about, every single thing you talk about anywhere in Yiddishkeit, the Torah is going to bring to that. That was the Mishnah. Hafach v'achamach v'adah kulaba means it's going to bring to everything. In the words of a Rambam in the other place, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, which we'll see this Rambam maybe in Hemshech Avadim, Rambam says, he's talking about that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is included in the first parasha of Kriya Shema. The Rambam is Talmud Shu Ha'ikr Ha'godol Shehakol Talibah. Shehakol Talibah. Shani Azav Shalom. Shehakol. Hakol means Hakol, Bakol, Mikol. Everything is dependent on Torah. That's what it means. It's a maybe the day. So that's what we have to try and understand. What does this mean? What does this mean that everything is dependent on Torah? Let's start and build this. It's going to be in the Kudim Rekazas, we're going to send at the center point, and then Hemshech HaDvarim, Marchev and Marchev. Let's start with the Rambam itself. The Rambam says that the reason, what makes, why is Talmud Torah such a mafteach? Why is the key? Why is it bring? Why is it the source of everything? Will you see that? Shat Talmud may be the Demaisa. There are many, many questions with this Rambam. The reason is because of Talmud, a Gadol, may be the Demaisa. The simple meaning is, when you learn about all the mitzvahs, maybe you learn about the midas also, maybe, but at least you learn about the mitzvahs, so that's how. So that's what's so special about the Talmud, because you could bring all the mitzvahs. So you learn about, we're learning now, for a sake of learning about B'dikas Chametz, so you can look at mitzvahs, you can do Chametz. Teshbisu, Ayurah. You learn about Tefillin, you learn about Tzitzis. So besides the fact, which we'll deal with in the Hemshech Avadim, that it's counterintuitive, So the mitzvah is a lot more chashuv. You just need the Talmud to in order to get to know the mitzvahs. It doesn't make it more so chashuv. We'll deal with that. But the Iker question, again, the Rambam is coming to explain why it's worth more than all the mitzvahs together. Because one word of Torah, you learn one word of Torah. Or la'aba asa. Or la'aba, you say the word. Or la'aba asa, baikin as a chometz. He did all the mitzvahs all together. How in the world could that be an explanation why it's qualitatively a different type of mitzvah? Or you said it's something intrinsically something different. Because, that's right. Let's start. I want to strengthen the question a little bit. I mean, this Rambam, you see, what other occurs in Chazal, less Zman, the beginning, first Zman, the Ravad, the Torah is kosher, mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. Part of the Chashivas of Torah is that maybe they ma'isa. Chazal say, when Baruch is Dach Yitzayin, Tachlis, Chochma, Tshuva Maisim Toivim. Tachlis, the Iker, the Tachlis, where it's coming from is Tshuva Maisim Toivim. The Moral writes in one place. It's part of the reason why, referred to last week, that the mitzvahs are called Torah, but Torah also is called Torah. Why isn't Torah called Chochma? Baruch says because all parts of Torah have to have some sort of Hayra. Pirush has to be Amanas Lasis. Torah is connected to Amanas Lasis, and this is the complicated part. So it seems to me that again, Torah is Taka, the Iker is the Maisa, not the Torah. And here we come, I want to strengthen a question. I'm going to touch on Nukuda, which all B'nai Torah are extremely troubled with this, and this is what we struggle with, one of the biggest struggles in Talmud Torah. That if you would understand, it sounds like the Chashivas is the Hirala Maisa, and the Iker is doing the mitzvahs, doing the Dayan mitzvahs. So, again, the Torah is the most toughful part, the most secondary part of the Kiyum of the mitzvahs, because it's the Hechatimsa. But deeper, this is the struggle. When we take a learn at Talmud Torah, how much are we learning of something that directly leads to mitzvahs? And this is the big struggle. In Mishlein, we go to learn halacha, at least certain types of halacha, certain parts of halacha. We learn maybe Mishnah Berurah, it would even be more better to learn a Kitzur Sefer that has Zarcha Shabbos or different Svar. So it's pretty clear the Torah you learn, the Chochman, it really tells you how to keep Shabbos, or something like that. Yeah. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman, and Bedikas Chametz. Yeah. But most of Talmud Torah Shabbat for sure, which is the major part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the vast part, the majority of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, is written in a way that is so almost anti, coming to Hira. Most of Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, is learning Shaka V'tayas. Is learning things that until you get to something that could even have a Havamina mean it to be Lamaisa, it could take you days. It could take you days. You're learning Aran with a Kasha of Gregor, with the Yisoid from Ramlachim, with the Sefer from him, and a Kasha. And it is, at the end of the day, what do you have from it? What could you come back and my wife asks you, so no, what are you coming out of Lamaisa with? So there's a mitzvah that in a certain way is almost totally separated from Maisa. And it seems to be that the chashivas of it is that it's maybe Lidei Maisa. What's going on here? The chashivas of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. If you sit down, and you sit down and you hove over a Shver Kasha, and you try to understand it better, and you talk to one guy in the Chabur, and the second guy in Shir, and the third guy, and the fifth, and you go over to six people, and you're handling it to get even, we call a knetch of the kasha. So, you're considered unbelievable wonder. How does that stem with the Talmud of Melech Maaseh? Where is that? What's going on? And to understand that more, and it sounds like that's the chashivas of Talmud Torah. It sounds like. So let's lay down the aside, slow. To understand it, these deep things. The element sits on our minds. We think about it slowly. Let's try to develop bodhisattva. The Ramchal, Derech Hashem, Chil Dal Perek Sheni, talks about Talmud Torah. Sage day like this. Now it's Aleph. He says, in the Talmud Torah, in Muchach. First, he starts with the basic level Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a necessity. Fishu zulasi yefshal gei lamaisa. This is the most simple meaning and definition of Talmud. You have to learn. If you don't learn, if you don't learn, you won't know. That's the short truth. If you don't learn, you won't know. If the person has to know, if the person wants to know what to do, you have to learn. There's a whole another dimension of Talmud that is godul shlemus shalom. I'm adding on, so trust me or not, that this second idea, he doesn't mean that it's not connected to the fact that Talmud is maybe the demais, but it's not only because you're learning it, it's only because it's mukhrach in order to know. Avada Torah always is amanas lasos, but there's a whole nother yisoid, fundamental idea. Why Torah, you're right, this man asked last is, but why is Choshev l'shlemusa yalad? What is that? So it's base. Says the following. Bechlal ha-shpois ha-shpois men yizbaruch ha-tzorech b'yayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. The entire world is everything that exists in this world is mushpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechlal those ha-shpois, which he spoke about earlier in Derech Hashem, how Hashem gives life, gives health, gives entire nature, different things that he gives in this world. And among the things he gives is dveikus. He gives things that could be dovek to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Back to Ramchal. Bechlal lo zaspo ish yesh hashpo achas elyoino mikol ha-hashpois. In our sprach, it means it's in a different class. This doesn't mean it's a little higher. It's like standing at the top. It's in a different class. Shenyonu hu ayoyse yokor ma'ula mikol ma she'ef she'shimotzi benitzoyim. It is the most valuable and the most elevated. I'm chanting in English, so it's not exactly accurate touch, but the closest I could say. It's the most valuable and the most elevated thing in existence. What makes it elyon? It's the most me'ein, the existence of the Bar Olam. Who hatachlis, it is the sum total of what could be found b'metzias, b'ein ha-metzias amiti shel Yisbarach. It's a main of the Bar Olam. And then the second thing, it's main of the Maila, it's main of the Yikar and the Maila, of the value and the Maila, main ha-metzias Maila Yisbarach. Vuhu, ma'asha mechalek ha-odon Yisbarach shmoy mikvoido v'yikar yabruf. This is something, the certain hashpa. There's one hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalik. The word mechalik means he apportions. Get back to that. He apportions. Apportions is because someone's giving it a portion. He apportions. Mechvoido v'yikar el bro. V'omnam. What is this hashpa? V'omnam. Indeed, kosher ha-bori is bar shamoi. Es hashpa ha-zois. Being in the nivra, l'tach v'azeh, v'hu ha-torah. This hashpa, which stands in a class, is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu gained me'ein himself. Everything else that we're talking about in this world, it could be Kadosh, it could be Choshev, it could be Mole, it could be Yoker, it could be Choshev. But there is nothing that compares this point to the Torah, that the mitzvah of Lima Torah, Talmud Torah, is something that is me'ein amitusa yizbarach shemboi. It is me'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu, ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a chiluk of himself and put it into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He took a chiluk of himself and he put it into the mitzvah. That's the diktuk lashon of the Ramchal, ma'asher mechalek ha'odin yizbarach shemboi. The shtoltzu right away. Right? You say high words a lot of times, you don't really grasp them. Sip of a vara, then we get a tefisa in it. Shalotzu right away a taz. The taz, in Hilchos Brachos. Arachayim, Siman Reish, Chav Dalet. The Taz is coming to explain what's the chiluk. Gemara Brachos, Varsamach Beis Shtei. Someone sees a chacham, a chacham as umas, a oilam, he makes a bracha. I know you sing chacham. Bobas of Adon. Bobas of Adon. It's chacham, Bobas of Adon. Haroi a chacham, a chacham, a Yisrael, mevorech, a mechalek, a chacham, a chacham, Taz tells on the difference in the nusach of the bracha. Zok to Taz. Mechalek is the chacham. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chacham, a chacham, a chacham, man. Technology, whatever the chachma is, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nosan. Zok Tetaz, Nisina means after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, bye bye. There's no connection. The Makabel has it, the Noisin gave it, it came from the Noisin, there's no connection. It doesn't continue to be connected to the Noisin after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Mechalek is Moshe, we have it like a pizza pie, you break it up. It's part of Bezach itself. Mechalek is, maybe we'll give another Moshe, a Yerusha. It's called your Mechalek. A Matana, if I give a Matana, I give a Matana Lav Dafka to my son. I give a Matana to another person. I used to have it, now I gave it to him. A Yerusha, those Yershim, they're Mamshech, the Mersh, they're Mamshech, the Mersh. And now Mechalek, what the Yerusha had, what the Mersh had. And they continue by taking a part of it. It's not the whole thing, but it's a part of it. Zok Tetaz, that's the Moshe Lushan my Moshe. Look at Taz. Because Baruch Hu gives Torah to Klal Yisrael since the Bavit boy. The Torah continues to be the Chiluk of Baruch Hu. It continues to be the Chiluk of Baruch Hu. This is what the Ramchal is saying. Ramchal is saying that Mitzvah Talmud Torah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. That's Musa Yisbarach. You know, the Nod Gemara in Shabbos that Chav Dalet says, the first of the Seres Hadibros is Anoichi. Anoichi is Neitshrikon. Ono, Nafshi, Kasvis, Yehoris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I, my Nefesh, Kasvis, I wrote it, and Yehoris, and I gave it. It means the Bar Olam is saying in the closest words that we could say, I put my zich into the Torah. I put my zich into the Torah. And where is that? We're going to see soon. In mitzvahs we touch that a little bit, but in Talmud Torah we have the etzim, that's what you say, it's bar. It catches up. Let's see this aside. Nefesh HaChayim. This is one of the chalukim, maybe the first chaluk we mentioned between mitzvahs and Talmud Torah and Shar Mitzvahs. The Ramesh is going to say this. Nefesh HaChayim per Gimel, Shar Dal per Gimel. So last week he mentions that there's a chilek, and again, it's very chashuv, this is very wichtig for me. It's not only in Inyanei Musar and Chizuk, he says, no, it's in Gidrei Mitzvahs. Halacha L'maaseh, Gidrei Mitzvahs. Gidrei Mitzvahs is a chilek. L'maaseh in Gidrei Mitzvahs, and the din kavona you have, l'shma, is a din. He didn't have in mind every mitzvah, l'shma, mitzvah siris kavona. It's ma'akev and akbar. There's a difference in the kavona you have by shar mitzvahs and by talmud Torah. Reading a little from the, he builds it off of a rosh. Ha'emis. Loshim v'chaim v'loshim. Ki yin l'shma perish, l'shem ha'Torah. He brought earlier that some people said that the idea when you learn Torah, you're supposed to have in mind that al-yidei the Torah, I'm going to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'veikos. I day the Torah, I'm going to be able to come have a connection to the Bar Olam. Very deep, intimate connection to the Bar Olam. That's what I'm supposed to be thinking. Or Lav Oser, Boitkin, as a Chametz. Ah, I want to now come closer to the Bar Olam. In the Shema Perish Hashem Torah. When you say Lav Oser, I'm supposed to think, I want to understand better. Or Lav Oser, Boitkin, as a Chametz. I'm not thinking about coming close to the Bar Olam. Where does he see it? It's a Rosh. Rosh is going in Shabbat, in Dharam Samach Beis. Elozim and Sadak. Says the following: I say dvarim l'shem polim, v'daber behem l'shma. It's the arshin of the pasuk. I say dvarim l'shem polim, loshin arash pirush. L'shma yishel hakadosh baruch hu. I say dvarim, you do dvarim, which means mitzvahs. L'shem polim, the one who polon, who is pol them and everything. L'shnei yishel hakadosh baruch hu shepol hakol l'maneu. Hakadosh baruch hu was poil. He poiled ois everything in this world l'maneu for his covet. V'daber behem l'shma. Kol diburecho masaecha b'divrei Torah yir l'shem ha-Torah. You're going leida ulahovin ulahoisik ulahoisif lekach upilpul. The loyal kantel is good. Agav, the Rosh is moina three different things in Talmud Torah. Leida, to know, ulahovin, to understand, ulahoisif lekach upilpul. So come up b'amshach. Zokim chayim v'lozhin, dictate levar, shinu yiloshin ha-blozer ben tzadik. Shebasiyo, when it says, asei dvorm, asiyas mitzvus, shar mitzvus, we saw nasev and ishma, right? Nasev, asiyas mitzvus, it says, l'shem po'olam. Ubadibo, which is Torah, omar l'shmon. L'chein, pinyin asiyya pirish l'shmoy shal kodesh baruch hu, ubinyin ha-mimud, it's l'shem Torah. You're thinking l'shem Torah. The shayla is what? What? The different kavona. What's the types? Harei Avada is supposed to be thinking l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean that l'shem Torah? So behem shech advor, behem shech aprokim, l'chor is mizbar. The perek yud, I'm reading, he says it a few times, I'm reading maybe it's a little clearer. Behem shech perek yud, zok tem chayim v'loshim, v'shase eisik v'in v'torah. V'adei she'im tzorch ozling in a dveikus klal. You don't have to be thinking about dveikus. Why? Shebaesek ve'in levad hu dovek b'rtzoyne v'dibur yizborach. V'hu yizborach v'rtzoyne v'dibur echad. Why? Why don't you think? Why don't you have to think about Vegas? The answer is, because when you're thinking about Or la'aba osa boikines ha'amat, when you're thinking about bitul ba'al masagi, Rashi says, the loich sif tashpisu, you're trying to figure out what Rashi means, you are thinking about the Borei Olam. You are thinking about the Borei Olam. That is thinking about the Borei Olam. When I put on mitzvah tzitzis, apparently, Reb Chaim Lozhin is saying, the tzitzis is not the Borei Olam. Tzitzis is not the Borei Olam. The tzitzis is the tzivui that the Borei Olam told us to do in order to go close with him. But the tzitzis is not the Borei Olam. People kiss that tzitzis. Avada. Schavivas ha-mitzvahs. But the tzitzis itself is not a Borei Olam, a Raya. You could throw it out. So you don't need to throw out tzitzis. It's not Borei Olam. It doesn't have Kedusha Atzmis. So if you think, I want to do tzitzis because I want tzitzis, I want tzitzis, I want fringes of my bag, and you didn't think about the Borei Olam, you didn't think about the tachlis of the mitzvah. But when you're thinking about Torah, Leida, Lehovin, Lehevlach, Kloyis, and Kilpul. Who in your memory? Brings a raya. Yizborach v'yitzoyin d'burachar. Zog tov chayim v'loch. Brings a raya. A medrash. There's been one medrash that emes a lot of medrashim doing the lizen. And the medrash, Chayim v'loch picked out this medrash. Odom lekeach chayfetz. When a person goes and buys an item, you go and you buy an item from a store. Shema yochol liknoiz bailov. You go and you buy an oven from a store. You buy the bailov? No, you buy an oven. You don't buy the bailov. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu nosa antor li Yisrael v'omol em, kava yochol li atem loichim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, when you take the Torah, you're taking me. The Torah is me. This is what we saw before in the Ramchal. It's me'ein yikor, you're taking the Borei Olam. So when you're thinking about the Torah, you're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ono nafshi kosfis kos. Now, here comes the open source. What does this all mean? What does this mean? Tvarim Bevoyim, Tvarim Nisgavim, Stama, I have heard this, Sarah seen this before. What does this mean? What does this mean? That the Borei Olam is in the Torah. Let's not open it up. What does it mean, again, that the Borei Olam is in the Torah, and it seems to be this is what makes Talmud Torah a different plane, and a different literal, a different league? I'm studying the Vekdafka B'Teres Mitzvahs. This is HaShlomo. Hemshech, the last man we spoke about on Mitzvahs. Shots like this. We saw, what is Mitzvahs? What are Mitzvahs? In Mitzvahs Hashem, in the beginning of Mitzvahs Hashem, Shtal Deveh, Perichoy Vesvay Laman, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world to come close to Him. Be able to get a connection to the Borei Olam. What he calls Dveikus Yizborach. He calls it Kir Vosa Dveikus Yizborach. That is the Tachlis of the world. Which for us is Lis'anik, is the Tainik Agodo, Va'idun Agodo, we call the Yidun Shikhan. And the Ramchal clearly states that the Iker, the things that brings to Dveikus is mitzvahs. Mainly, he says, we saw that you have medaktik in every single nekuda of mitzvahs, because mitzvahs are the currency that brings Dveikus. But Kenira, betoich, that marechos of mitzvahs, again, is something that in a total different way brings Dveikus, that you can't compare again. It's qualitatively a different, totally different way that brings Dveikus. Why? We saw, what is a mitzvah? Dveikus comes when a person comes closer to Yitzhak and Yisbarach. He comes closer to Yitzhak and Yisbarach. Yitzhak and Yisbarach. What's a mitzvah? Usa? And a mitzvah is this tariyag tzivuyim, tariyag chenyanim, like the Baruch Hu says, this is my rotzen, I want you to do. And we as an Eved, when we do the specific mitzvahs, we ingrain the rotzen of Hashem into our system. Because when you put on tzitzis, this is what Tzorni is Baruch. You are doing b'toris ha-shliach. So b'arichus, the more you set yourself up as someone who has to be a shliach and must do this tzivui, you ingrain this rotzen of the Bar Olam. It's a rotzen prati of the Bar Olam to put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, to give tzedakah, to mechabed your wife, mitzvahs, v'chulei, 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 or the mitzvahs, to say asher yotza, to say a brocha, to say v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Every single mitzvah. All the tariq mitzvahs are a siyas ritzoyin. Zoktub Chaim Volozhin. Mitzvahs Talmud Torah isn't a siyas ritzoyin, it's ritzoyin no yalein. It's not a siyas ritzoyin. It's the ritzoyin of the boyoyin of mitzvah, and a mushel. And obviously, I'm going to say this for the newcomers, every mushel cheapens things. Every mushel in the world cheapens things. We give him a shalom, it's lekarev, not lahagvil. That's a marshal, it's not the zach. It's not the marshal, but a marshal is toifis. The marshal is toifis on it, but it doesn't. It's not the zach itself, it's cheap itself. The marshal, if you have a sergeant, yeah? So, if he's a chashav guy in the army, he's the head sergeant. So, if you listen to his orders, so you're makarev, you're tzarnav. Yeah, this guy's a guy, every time. On command, the second I do, he runs. That shows that he's very current. The soldier is it. But you don't create the commands, right? You can't create the commands. You're a car after what? The specific command, but could you create the command? Do you know what he's going to command next? You can't duplicate his command. What if I can get to his etzim command? What can I get to the mokum that shafts his command? This is amateur. The Bara Olam placed in Torah, Kilu Kaviyochel, we call the Mahalich of his Rotzer. The Bara Olam created the Mahalich of his Rotzer. I give another marshal. You could learn a program. A computer is a certain program you could learn, and then you could become a programmer who could write programs. Right? You could learn a specific program. And then you can learn how to program and create programs. In the Targ Mitzvahs, each one is a specific, call it a certain Nekuda, of Ritzoni Yisbarach. And when you do that mitzvah, you come closer to Ritzoni Yisbarach. Talmud Torah is, if we could say, Kaviyochol, the Etzem Machshovo Baralom. It's the Machshov and the Leva Baralom. Where does everything start? A mashal that the Bar Olam gave us to understand him is us, ourselves. Selam Alekim, Osa HaZohar. Selam Alekim, Osa HaZohar. Where does everything start by us? Where does everything start? By you and me. Where does everything come from? We make, a day we make hundreds, thousands of pulois, thousands of diburim that come out of it. Where do they all start from? A heart, set of minds, that's where he starts with. I'm not getting down to Diktagadvarm, which is first the heart and the mind. It's a tzir, it's shukfas between the heart and the mind. We had a rotzen to do that, and then a machshava formulated it. Where does it start? That's where it starts. If I would want to figure out what a person is going to say, I have to somehow get into his mind and his heart, which is impossible, really. But I have to do it. The Bara Olam created Tariq Mitzvahs. Aber, where did it come from? What generates the Tariq Mitzvahs? What's the makar of everything? What's the shayrish of everything? Machshavas Bara Olam, Dvar Hashem, sorry, no. This is what Torah is, Clark. This is what Torah is. This is what it means to lead. This is what it means that the Bara Olam says, you're taking me. And the Bara Olam, the Galusa is Baruch. He made it accessible in a certain way. Me'ein, he caught, he was Cholak Me'atz Musa, Dr. Ramchal. He was Mechalik, Me'ein, Mitzusa, Amitis. And he put it in the Torah. And we can get that. And this is what it means when we start to begin to understand what it means, a Shoresh, a Mafteach. This is what it means. This is what it means. This is what it means that the Torah is a mevi lidei hakol, hafochba de kula ba. Because every single thing in this world comes from Ratzon HaBorah. There is nothing in this world, big or small, holy or profane, that didn't come from the Bara Olam. And if you want to get a shaychus to everything, and you want to get the source of where it all started, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah. Ona, nafshi, kosmos, obvious. He put it in the Torah. This is what B'chaim V'Lozhim means. That when you're learning the Torah, you don't have to think. It's not a side thing. You don't have to think, okay, are you day this mitzvah sitzes? Like, mitzvah sitzes, yeah. Mitzvah sitzes, not the Bara Olam alone. It's a rotten prati of the Bara Olam. Again, you get a shaychus, Sdveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very strong chasron. It's a tremendously strong shaychus of the Bara Olam. Oh, but it's not. But when you learn in Torah, this is so, it's hemis, it's beautiful, and it's avona. You don't have to think about also the Bara Olam. It's not a side point. This is the Bara Olam. This is the Bara Olam. And this is what we're starting to begin to understand what it means. And this is the beginning of the explanation. Why? Torah, a lot of it is love, dafka, the hayrol, the ma'aser. Because listen good to this. This is in the words of the Rosh, when he says, Rahoy siflek achapilpil. He says part of the etzim Torah is Rahoy siflek achapilpil. Rosh is saying that a major part of the Torah is lek achapilpil, means handling. Why? Because the emes yeridarka and emes lamita is that there could be nothing more elevating than every bachur and the man in this room. Then they have a moment, or they have close to 2 minutes, or 3 minutes, or an hour, or 3 hours, that every single one of their brain cells is absorbed in trying to understand a little better a one word of the Ran. There could be nothing more elevating for you and nothing better in your life than if you have your entire mitzvah absorbed in trying to understand a word of the Mishnah Berurah better, of the Ran better, of the Rambam better, of the Ramchal better. Why? 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 Because when you're trying to not execute the Ratzon, you're trying to learn up the Etzem Yitziras HaRatzon, the Etzem Talich Machshava, there's no muscle that's better than that Nekuda, trying to harm and understand Rotzen Hashem. You know, sometimes the Pifazach. Hopefully we'll talk about it in Hemshech Hadvar. The Nekuda of getting where it starts. Getting the Etzem Yitziras Vitzorini. Again, how does the Bara Olam start? Where does the Bara Olam start? When Moshe Rabbeinu already eventually did when he was Mechavin Daitoy Ladas HaMokot. When Moshe Rabbeinu was able to capture Torah so much that when Moshe Rabbeinu's thoughts became one with the Bara Olam, he was there with the Mechavim, the Dais, and the Mechavim. How do you do that? The answer is when there's nothing tickling your heart more than trying to understand Ratzon HaBorah. This Pa'ula, Allah Yisav Lecha Chapitzel, is Me'etzim Atzmusiv down the dirt. Again, it's kosher to Ma'isa. If it's ever separate from Ma'isa, then that's not Ritzoni Yisbarach. Etzim Ritzoni Yisbarach is that there should be Ma'isim, and it's going to come out Ma'isim, and it will come out Ma'isim. But the chetz of Mitzvah Talmud Torah Kula, the Ikra Kol Shekol Tolibor, Hafochbo, the Kula, bro, is this unbelievable Mitzvah, this unbelievable Mitzvah. The Boy who created, it's not comparable, and this is what we started with. You can't begin to compare somebody who learns to program to someone who has a program. Could you begin? You have a program, you have one thing. It's infinitely different. It's not that you have now 100 programs, you have something else. We're starting to begin to understand what we explain. Why? Rav Asher, why different Rabbeim? Why are you here? Why they only talk about Torah? What is it? Why? Again, we spoke at the other time. No one's coming to exclude anything else. But again, when someone's trying to put them in the same parashah, we're starting to begin to understand. We don't have a Reis B'chal. We'll have to continue. We're starting to begin because in the qualitative ability to be influential thing, you talk about, can I hear what somebody said? And can I kind what somebody said? Is that you begin to compare? To get to the root of everything? To get to the root of Masha'akol Toliba, everything, Etzim, Yetziras, Ritzoyne, Machshavtei Shel Abayi Olam, Kamiyochem, Machshavtei Shel Abayi Olam, it's Etzim, Atzimusa, Abayi Olam. Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. This we saw it, the Rambam means, at the beginning, Shatalmud Mevi Lidei Maisei. The Talmud is a Mevi Lidei. The Talmud is the Mevi Lidei. Therefore, Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. Because the Abayi Olam, we have the aim to Etzim. It's saying he's about who would be bored if it's saying he's high.